then it's spending some time on a different tax bill than what it had before, and one that, in this case, is now on its way to the House.
It is. It's been a good week and a bad week, and we'll go over the good stuff first. I got a bill passed with one, but this corporate tax cut was the big bill of the week, and it does. It cuts corporate tax, but yet it raises income into the state of Missouri. And that's important into creating jobs, making it more desirable for corporations to come here. But it's revenue positive. It's going to generate several million dollars into the state of Missouri. It has a huge fiscal note in the positive side. So my committee passed out real early this morning, got it on the way, and then it came up on the floor, and we were able to get it to head to the House. It's going to be huge for the state of Missouri. And that's a very positive thing.
In this case, more the focus on the corporate income tax as opposed to the personal.
Right. It did focus on corporate. In the end, it'll lower taxes from 6.25% to 3.5%, but yet will generate more revenue. And that's good if we can do that. That'll be one of the lowest corporate rates in the United States. And the bad. I passed a bill, which is a good bill, and it is on its way to the House. With all the sideshows going on in Missouri at the state capitol, the minority party decided anything that's going to go to the governor's desk, they're going to filibuster on and shut it down until he resigns. And I found that just very upsetting, just really hacked off about it, because there's good legislation that affects counties, that affects cities, that affects individuals, and the minority parties just said, nope, not going to let those get to the governor's desk, we'll filibuster everything until he resigns. And I'm not for the governor, not against the governor, but the process will work out. You know, he's got the court date set in St. Louis. The hearings are going on in the House, which are being continued, and a report was issued this week, but he's found guilty of nothing. I mean, he's innocent until proven guilty in this country. And so I think shutting down, we've got a job to do here. We were sent up here to either stop legislation or pass good legislation to do good things to the state of Missouri. And to be shut down like this, I was really embarrassed that the minority party would do that.
Since we are on the topic, there have been a lot of questions as to what happens from here, and if the House makes the decision some are asking for, what is the Missouri Senate's role?
Well, the Missouri Senate's role in this would only be, if that happens, we'll have to be call ourselves in a special session, come up here. If 75% of the legislators show up on the House side and the Senate side, then we can go into special session, then the House can proceed if they decide to go impeachment route. If that happens, the only role in that the Senate will have would be picking the judges. We have no authority to do anything else. Impeachment, should that happen, and I don't know that it will, don't know that it won't, but should that happen, that is the Senate's only role on that.